The bombing of the USS Cole in October exposed a seam in the fabric of the U.S. shield against terrorism. That's the assessment of the two senior military officers who led an investigation into that attack. The Pentagon report on the Cole bombing, released today, recommends that the U.S. military devote more intelligence to fighting terrorism. The U.S. says its inquiry is leading toward Osama bin Laden, the Saudi exile held responsible for the bombings of two U.S. embassies in Africa in 1998. We have more now from NPR's Tom Jelton.
The explosion that ripped a huge hole in the side of the USS Cole and killed 17 sailors was the work of a pair of suicide bombers. Yemen, where the attack occurred, is home to thousands of Islamic militants, including many who fought as volunteers in Afghanistan under the direction of Osama bin Laden, the Saudi exile who has made it a mission to attack U.S. forces and facilities around the world. In such places, the threat of a terrorist attack is always present, and retired Navy Admiral Harold Gaiman says there's only so much that can be done to prepare for it.
The terrorist threat is extremely dangerous. It is enduring. It's not going away. They are persistent. They're tenacious. They're a patient opponent. We have to deal with that.
Gaiman, along with retired Army General William Crouch, directed the Pentagon Commission set up to investigate the Cole bombing. Their mission, outlined today by Defense Secretary William Cohen, was to find ways to improve the protection of U.S. military forces abroad, particularly when those forces are in transit from one location to another.
It's clear that there was a seam in our force protection armor, as I've phrased it, there are institutional changes which have to be made and improvements which have to be made to try and prevent this from taking place in the future.
The Crouch-Gaiman Commission concluded that U.S. military forces need to follow a more proactive strategy in efforts to defend themselves against terrorist attack. The commission recommended, for example, that the Defense Department, the State Department, and the intelligence agencies gather more information about possible terrorist threats and then disseminate that information rapidly and widely. The commission stopped short of assigning blame for the Cole bombing. The crew's performance will be the focus of a separate Navy report to be released within the next few days. According to a Pentagon official familiar with the Navy report, the investigation found that the captain of the USS Cole did not follow all prescribed security procedures as he directed the ship into the port last October. He did not, for example, order sailors stationed on deck as guards to take special precautions to prevent small boats from approaching the ship. Yemeni officials, meanwhile, are reporting progress in their own efforts to identify who was responsible for the attack. And in an interview with NPR today, White House National Security Advisor Samuel Berger expressed confidence that the United States will soon know who ordered the attack on the Cole.
There is a good deal of information with respect to particular individuals who are suspected to have been involved in the bombing. And some of them are in custody in Yemen, and others are being searched for. As to the ultimate responsibility for it, I think that judgment has not been made. There are pieces of evidence, but there's not yet enough to make a judgment yet at this point. I can tell you there is a very aggressive investigation, both by the law enforcement community, by the intelligence community, and we will determine not only those who were directly involved, but those who are ultimately responsible.
Berger said the United States would not hesitate to take action against whoever is found responsible for the attack, an assertion repeated at the Pentagon this afternoon by Defense Secretary Cohen. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.